Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I'm reviewing the new direct-to-streaming Hulu comedy, Self-Reliance.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am reviewing the new film, Self-Reliance. It is a rated R comedy, runs 1 hour and 30 minutes, directed and written by Jake Johnson. This is a Hulu original, so it means it did not appear in the theaters. It did premiere at South by Southwest, I believe, before getting picked up by Hulu. It's a comedy. It's very funny. But this will be one of the hardest reviews I have done this year. And I'll explain why in a second. The story. In Los Angeles, a disillusioned man receives an invitation to win $1 million by taking part in a reality television game on the dark web. For 30 days, he must outwit hunters attempting to kill him. He realizes there's a loophole to the game. The hunters can only attack him when he's alone. So he attempts to convince friends, family, and total strangers that the game is real and that they must stay with him 24/7. Stars Jake Johnson, Anna Kendrick, Natalie Morales, Mary Holland, Emily Hampshire, and Christopher Lloyd. Now, this film, I absolutely loved 95% of this film. It was the last 5 minutes, maybe, of the film that so utterly made me angry that I lost it. I went to bed angry about this film because you talk about a film not sticking a landing. This one, it's not like they didn't stick the landing. It's like they jumped up onto the bar, right? They were a gymnast. They jumped up on the bar, did some spins, did some moves, did some holds, got all these cheers. They're going for like a perfect 10, right? And just in they just like stop and like hop down and like walk over to the bench. And they're like, yeah, well, I'm done. I want to go. Did you even try at the end? It made me right away. I wanted to give it. I'm going to give it a lose it because it made me so angry. The film, the commercials kind of show it. Like, it ends up being Jake Johnson, the writer, director, and Anna Kendrick. It starts seeming like it's going to be like a rom-com. And I mean, I'm going to have to give a little bit of a spoiler here, so I apologize. So come back if you've seen it. But from the trailers, you see like, oh, well, this is a rom-com potential, right? And it looks like it's going that way. And you're looking to see like, well, what's going to stop them? Because she also is in the game, she says. And so so they're spending all this time together so that neither of them can get killed based off of the rules. And you're wondering during it, what's the turn? Is the trick going to be, is she actually a killer or what's going on? And when they finally do figure out what is happening, I mean, they just don't resolve it. They don't resolve like the ending of this. It's a comedy. So, I mean, you know, it's going to end. They just clean it up so nicely. They'll just like, oh, a little button real fast there. And then like completely don't even give us any sort of satisfying ending between, Anna Kendrick's character and Jake Johnson's. Like, they just like they almost ignore it. They ignore it without being ignored. And I'm somebody who defends films that I'm okay with ambiguous endings. I'm totally fine with that. I like imagining it's going on. But there was I just didn't feel like there was a payoff. I sat through an hour and a half of this film to see those two get together, or to see them decide no, or to see like, oh, maybe she's a bad guy or what. But I just, it almost like I just got ignored at the end. And it just felt like you didn't know how to end the film. And you went through all the work of making the film and then you didn't end it. I mean, and I'll tell you what's even kind of ticking me off even more. It's going online and seeing a bunch of comments on the film, people that really liked it. And they're like, oh, perfect movie. Wonderful. Loved it all. Like, what about the ending? Didn't the ending make you extremely angry? I've never been so angry at a film. My brother didn't like this film, some other film, because he didn't like how it ended. And I was like, oh, you cannot just like a film because of the way it ended. But I'm like, oh, he's right. You can't. No, you cannot like a film. I hated it. I hated the ending so much. Only because I loved the first 95% of the movie, like the first hour 15, right, of this hour 20 minute film. I absolutely loved. I thought, like, this is going to be the best comedy of the year. And then they just fell apart at the end. And I'm so angry about that. Sorry. That's just how I feel. But from writing, ignoring the last 5 minutes, I was even the last 10. Outstanding writing, outstanding acting, outstanding first time director feature. Oh, it's first feature? Dang, man. That's impressive. I liked it. And we need more comedies. And this, an original premise, and I love that. I love the original premise of it. I know. Then, of course, on the bad side, I'll say, like, oh, Dark Web explains a lot now, right? I don't even know what that is, clearly. What's the dark web? Ask the average person, what's the dark web? Is it different? Is there another? Is it darkweb.com? We don't get much into that. I would have loved to build, let the world, I wish there was a little more world building about the dark web in this. We got a little bit, but it could have used a bit more. Still just mad about the last 10 minutes, last 5 minutes. I was just so mad. It taints a lot of the good stuff you did there, sir. Jake Johnson. You had me through the whole film. I was invested in the characters. I was really invested in your lead there. I thought, you know, I think the lessons of the film, they, you know, it speaks on loneliness and how everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs someone. It's important. Not just finding your person, but having a circle of people around you that love and trust and believe you, how important that is. Those are important lessons in this. I mean, it's filming on Hulu. It's not like you have to spend all much money. You do have to maybe, if you're like me, it's the one service you don't pay for commercial free because it's so high over there. Regular amount. So you have to sit through commercials, like 4 commercials, right? And the whole thing. But so sit through it, enjoy it. Go watch the first hour and 25 minutes. And just don't say I didn't warn you if you don't like the ending. If you did, tell me why. Why did you like the ending? Like, why did that fit for it? I want to know that. I think I would like to see more from Mr. Johnson. Like to see more of his directorial work, because I'm interested. I just want to see if he can close. Can he close out a film? Can he finish a film, in a satisfactorily way? And I don't just think that's for me. I think that I like to think that I'm open-minded enough to know that when it's like, oh, it's not an ending that I would have liked, but I understand it. I feel this was a very disappointing ending to it. I think you know how I feel about it. Now, do I give it a love it, like it, or lose it? Emotionally, at the first viewing, I was going to say lose it. because I was so mad. But I will give it a like it. Because I did, I mean, there's not many movies that keep me engaged for an hour and 25 minutes. Kept me laughing. It was original. I think there's a lot of things that people deserve to see that work. Even if it disappointed me at the end. And who knows? I could be wrong. And maybe I'll change when I've had more sleep. Who knows? But it's playing on Hulu. So go check that out. And I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. But so that's it. I'll give it a like it minus 90% like it, 10% lose it. No. So what I need you to do, go subscribe, hit the like button, all that, share it if you can, and I will appreciate you very much for that. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this, so go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless, love it like it or we lose it, can't find it, and we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't, cause we spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff for movies, yeah, I've been above, whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love them. You're all watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this, yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech it is timeless, love it like it or we lose it, can't find it, yeah. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this, yeah. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind, come watch a movie with Silas, yeah.